As the mother cockroach said to the baby cockroach, let's take a powder. It's Jubilee! This is it, men. The place is steaming with the sweet and hot, and we're loaded with luminaries. We've got scintillation and syncopation, and here to ladle it out is our master of ceremonies, that large economical package of fun, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Vern Smith, thank you. Well, men, pull up an empty can and sit down. We're about ready to grease the slide on the Jubilee. First up is the man who has made dough from Heidi Hole since he was knee-high to a downbeat. Here he is, Jimmy Lumpford. Well, what have we got on the podium tonight, Jimmy?
Well, we have a little number called Jeep Rhythm.
Sounds like a bumpy groove, but go ahead, start sending, Jimmy. Jackson and call me a foxhole, but that was full of the sweet and mellow and forward, oh, so smooth. Oh, my, you should see what's taking a hike to the mic. When she sings, you can stuff an apple in my mouth and call me roasted. Here she is, the one on the bottom of your anus, Miss Tina Dixon. Jimmy, give her the sizzling 1, 2, 3 on stuff like that.
Like a song, and fill my soul with ecstasy. and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage, a mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is holy, lovey-dovey, and baby, you've done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some hoping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some basing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it, there's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. All right. I want to be hugged, squeezed, mugged, teased. Stuff like that there. I want to be petted, spoon, honeymoon. Stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it, there's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging, squeezing, mugging, teasing, and some stuff like that there. Ooh, like that there.
Yes, indeed. Well, that must have baked the potato in Grandpappy's cellar. Last week, we had a cat on Jubilee that tore the house down, and he's back again tonight with the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, Seaman First Class Alvino Ray. Alvino, how about zinging us something on the strings of your steel guitar?
Sure, Ernie. What'll it be?
Well, since you've been rehearsing Hindustan all afternoon, how about letting us latch on to that?
Good enough, Ernie.
parachutes on my feet if they're going to do any more jumping like that. And now someone will stamp a downbeat on Jim and Unson's small toe. Maybe he'll fill a groove with some more unrationed lush. This time it's the Jimmies featuring Kirtland Bradford on the alto sax. Beamy and dreamy. With the protest of the crowd still ringing in my ears from the last play I wrote, tonight I've written another one. It's called The Courtship of Miles Standish. In resemblance to a story by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, then I'm a better man than I thought I was. Priscilla will be played by Lillian Randolph, who plays Bertie on the Great Gildersleeve program, and John Alden will be played by Bartleby's Gift to the Theater. The theater's gift to the movies. The movie's gift to radio, and radio is stuck with him, Eddie Green. Here they are. All right, Lillian. You're to play Priscilla, and Eddie's going to play John Alden.
Yeah, well, who's going to be Miles Standish?
Well, me.
You're going to play the title role.
Yeah. I got myself a real fat part.
Uh-huh. And from here, that the part looks even fatter.
All right. We're ready to begin. Now, remember, Lillian is Priscilla. I'm Miles Standish, captain.
I'm John Alden, PFC.
The courtship of Miles Standish. A little Thanksgiving music, please. And so, John Alden, I want to marry the lovely maiden Priscilla.
Yeah, but Captain Standish, well, why are you so anxious to get married anyhow?
Well, my boy, I want to settle down. You know, marriage is a tie that binds.
Yeah, well, you don't need a tie that binds. You need a two-way stretch that don't sag. And besides, you don't know enough about marriage, Captain Standish.
Huh?
Did your father ever tell you the facts of life?
No, not that I recall.
Oh, well, then climb up on my knee and let me tell you about the birds and the bees. When a little boy bee marries a little girl bee, they raise a little baby.
Well, what's that got to do with me getting married?
Nothing, but ain't it cute?
Now, look, John, I want to marry Priscilla, but I'm afraid to ask her myself. When I'm near, I can't say a word. I can't open my mouth.
It gets even worse after your marriage.
All I want you to do is ask Priscilla to marry me. Ah, she's lovely. She has beautiful long hair that reaches down to her waist.
Yeah. But it starts at her chin.
Now hold your tongue, John Alden. I'm tired of gumming thin air with you. Now you're going to go to Priscilla's cabin and ask her to be my wife. I'll walk part of the way through the woods with you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous out here in these woods. There's plenty of arrows flying around.
Oh, who cares about arrows, man? I got me an iron frying pan in the seat of my pants. Hey. See what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good idea, John.
Yeah, let the arrows fly where they may. Who cares? Bullseye, but I don't feel a thing.
Now, don't forget, John, when you get to Priscilla's cabin, ask her to marry me.
Miss me. I was a slow one, a floater, huh?
Uh-huh. But you'll never fry another egg in that pan. There's Priscilla's cabin ahead in the woods there, huh? I'll be waiting at the blockhouse.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Imagine asking somebody to marry somebody else. Mm. Like doing something I got to do but shouldn't do. Like asking for a second helping of spam. Well, here I am.
Come in, darling.
What do you mean, darling? I didn't know who it was.
With 100 men to one girl, I'm sure to win place a show.
Mrs. Priscilla, I have come to ask you to marry Captain Miles Standish. He's ready to cook with gas.
Yeah, but he's too old to turn on the burner.
Yeah, but you see, Captain Standish is handsome. He's sweet, he's gentle, kind, loving, generous, brave.
That ain't enough.
He got a carton of cigarettes.
That's enough.
Then you marry him?
Think it over. 60 or 70 years.
Oh, now, Priscilla, let me speak to you in the words of Captain Standish. Quote, I love you, baby, unquote.
Is that all he says?
No. Quote, you are the apple of my eye. You are the fuzz on my teeth. Boy, you're a stubborn dame.
What?
I forgot to unquote. You know.
Say, why don't you speak for yourself, John? Come on, speak. John, can't you understand? I want a young man like you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Take me in your arms and kiss me.
Just wait a minute. I'll get that. Hello?
John, This is Miles Standish. How are we doing?
I don't know about you. I'm doing great.
John, what are you doing?
I'm here down on my knees,
huh?
Yeah.
Proposing?
No, this phone call is short.
John, get busy and pop the question.
Listen here, Priscilla. You got to marry my friend Captain Miles Stanley.
Well, now look. The truth of the matter is I can't. Because I'm planning marriage with somebody else.
You are? With who?
Oh, with the sweetest, bravest, strongest, handsomest, darlingest man in the whole wide world.
I ain't gonna do it.
Oh, John, please. Please say you'll marry me. Answer me.
I will if you take your knee out of my chest. I can't do it. Stella, why, don't you know a lady don't propose to a man unless it's leap year?
Listen, John, every year is leap year with me, and if you don't marry me, I'm going to leap over by that wood pile and grab a stick of wood and leap on you and box you until you say you're going to be mine. Now, do I leap or do we wed?
Well, the choice... Okay, we'll wed. Now, watch the combat points pile up.
So nice, John.
Yeah.
And someday you'll hear the pitter-patter of big feet around the house.
Pitter-patter of big feet?
Yes, Mother's gonna live with us.
Oh, no.
Yes. I forgot to mention the prayers you've just heard have had a successful run from every audience they've played before. Anyway, thank you, Eddie Green and Lillian Randolph, and thank you, Ernie Whitman.
Oh, Ernie!
Why, if it isn't Timmy Rogers! Yes, slip me some skin, Tim.
You look like Mother Nature slipped you too much already.
Oh, now, scat with the chat and let's hear the old music, Master.
Well, go ahead, then.
Yo.
One night long ago, by the light of the moon, an old music master sat composing a tune. His spirit was soaring and his heart full of joy, when right out of nowhere stepped a little shy boy. You got to jump at music master, you got to play that rhythm faster. You're never gonna get it played on a lucky strike, hit parade. You better tell your friend Beethoven and Mr. Reginald D. Coven. They better do the same as you. Are they gonna be haunted too? Cause along about 1917, jazz will come up on the scene. Then about 1935, you'll begin a swing for your woogie and jazz. You gotta show that big broadcaster that you a solid music master. You'll achieve prosperity. That's a bit of advice for me. Why, the old music master simply sat there amazed, as wide-eyed, open-mouthed, gaze and gaze. How can you be certain, little boy, tell me how? Because, my friend, I was born 100 years from now.
Jimmy Lunsford returns now to give you a snoot of boot. So roll down your socks and let go with Jimmy Lunsford's Song of the Island.
Thank you.
that seals us up like a female. But bring along your shears and we'll tear off another jubilee next week. When you hear a bump, bump, bumping, you'll know it's us a-thumping at your door. Until then, this is your master of ceremonies, Ernie. Call me a Jeep because I've got a spare tire in front and a bumper in the rear, Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.